Everyone, and welcome to Be Our Planet Solution here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm really your producer, Dori DiCarlo, on this, and Tony Torellis is the host, but since I'm going to be talking with her about one of her product lines, it's really kind of impossible for her to interview herself on her own show, so I'm very excited to be sharing her because Tonya is an advocate for giving back to others and a serial problem solver as she steps up to the roles of nurse, mompreneur, creator, and inventor every day. On a mission to eliminate plastic waste, Tonya developed It's My Bag. When she's not working on It's My Bag reusables, you can find her creating very special Aunt Tony's Yummy Crummy Crumb Cakes, a family staple that is close to her heart. What started as a hobby at home quickly turned into a passion. Tony began making the cakes for her family after one particular Christmas season, and she almost gave up when the batch would not come out correctly. Then a few weeks later, her husband passed away, and Tonya threw herself into the kitchen and began making the family favorite again. She's now certified to bake and sell from home. Her yummy crummies are homemade with lots of love and way too much butter, and she brings the recipe that brought smiles to her family, to other families in the area. I'm going to tell you very honestly, it is a family favorite in our house, and they are made with a lot of love and way too much butter, which to me is kind of an oxymoron because you can't have too much butter. So with all that being said, Tonya, welcome to your show as a guest.
Thank you, Dori, and thank you, producer, for stepping up and stepping in for me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. So, you know, with everything that we shared, It's My Bag, for people that are new to you, kind of let them know what It's My Bag is and why it is such an important step in everything that you are doing.
Well, thank you so much. It's My Bag is a patented and proven reusable option for dry cleaner bags. That is why it was created. That's what is the basis. And it's actually fantastic. It totally works. Once somebody starts using It's My Bag, they don't go back to single, senseless, single-use disposable plastic. They just don't. However, it turned out because I'm patented, because I made the back end of a traditional garment bag as a hamper, and it separates dirty and clean in the same bag at the same time. So multiple uses and reuses have been discovered by our people. So it could be traveling, it could be bridal, so that the veil hangs in its own separate cavity and nothing wrinkles. It could be closet organizing. I'm very proud to say that in 2020, I was just about to relaunch a green dry cleaner in New York City, literally on the day the world shut down, and I turned things around, and I got people wanted to help the first responders and frontliners, and they didn't know how, and they were all really struggling back then to keep their clothes separate from their potentially contaminated clothes separate from their families. So they got It's My Bag. People literally were buying them off my website, and we were handing them to random first responders and frontliners in the New York area. Then I got New York Life and T-Mobile, both their Long Island divisions, bought hundreds of It's My Bag. And we just stood outside a firehouse and gave them out to their people or a hospital. It was so rewarding to see that. And I had people that actually said to me, that the only thing that everyone in their area had gotten COVID, they didn't get it. And the only thing they did different was they brought their clothes back and forth with It's My Bag. So it's been really an exciting journey. It is starting to happen. We have It's My Bag 2.0 coming out in New York City. It's going to be designed for travel, but also can still go to the dry cleaner. So we're super excited about the future of It's My Bag reusables. But in the meantime, somehow I started baking crumb cakes. And the crumb cakes are actually doing super well. And so it's been really strange because they're such completely different businesses. And I'm one person. One is Tonya and the other one's Aunt Tony. And they're completely different, but I love doing it.
So take us on that journey and how you went from making these for family to creating a nice little business with this.
It happened that every Christmas I would make the crumb cake and I wouldn't even make it at all during the year. And it started with just getting from my husband's nephew, who's my nephew, and he loved it. So I would bring it to him, but then the other family members wanted it. So I wound up baking after doing the big Italian Christmas Eve dinner the night before. I'd wake up Christmas morning. My kids would do their presents and everything. And while my family was watching the Christmas movie, I would be baking crumb cake and bringing it to our families for that day. And everyone got crumb cake. Then it just that the year that my husband died, he died the week in between Christmas and New Year's suddenly. And everything was off that year, including the crumb cake. It came out unedible. And about 2 weeks later, after he passed, would have been his birthday. So I decided to cook all his favorite meals, have everybody over. Nobody could have had more T-shirts and things from our town. So I didn't know what to do with them all. So I had everybody over for his favorite meal. I gave everybody jackets and T-shirts and hats and all these things that he had because he was very big in our community. And it was just beautiful. We had all his, you know, the family and close friends over, and I made the crumb cake. And nothing was wrong with the crumb cake. And then I just started kind of cathartically baking, just getting myself through this horror that had happened to myself and my kids and our family. And people started requesting it. And then somebody said to me, gee, you know what? We got the bake sale coming up at homecoming, which is a big event in our town. Do you think you could bake them for it? I'm like, sure. You know, I never said no to anybody. And it sold out 3-4 years in a row. Like it started being requested and I started kind of exploring different things. I'm not gluten-free, but people are. And so I started making gluten-free and I have gluten-free and plant-based. My friend's daughter, I just made a gluten-free, dairy-free crumb cake. She sent me a picture. It was completely gone. She said it was the most delicious thing she ever had. I said, I'm not that way, but I'm a people pleaser. So if people want it, I'm going to figure it out. And so then it was COVID and I just got on the computer, figured out how to be a certified at-home bakery in New York State. So your family is your favorite, but it's always a gift because you're in Connecticut and I
Correct.
Can't sell to you. So then I just got certified as an at-home bakery, and I've been selling ever since. I go to farmers markets, I go to events, I have people calling me, and I'm very excited. I have a steady clientele of car dealership that did it for about a year and a half, once a week. They had in Hicksville, New York, a Hyundai dealer, and they're amazing. They took a shot on a state at a at-home business. Once a week, they had in their Hicksville office, they had cupcakes, and they were a huge success. And then they had another place open in Farmingdale, and not only do they want them once a week, they want them every day. So since November, the Farmingdale office has it every day, and I just happened to have taken a break. I was still full-time as a nurse because of some stuff that I have to do. For my family, I decided to take a step back from my nursing and only work once a day. And I've been having time now to do the crumb cake. So the crumb cake is actually becoming kind of a steady stream of money for me. So it's really great.
It's so fun. When we were talking with Erin Prather Stafford with Girls That Create, a new show here on Word of Mom Radio, how often people's hobbies Now, all of a sudden, people's hobbies are becoming small businesses. And some people don't embrace it. Someone like you has. And it's so funny because you and I talk all the time, and I've constantly said, right now, that's going to be what's going to wind up opening doors again for It's My Bag. It's amazing how as entrepreneurs and mompreneurs, we find a way. A door shuts, the window opens, we go through the cracks, we go through the nooks and the crannies, and all of the things that we do to get us to where we want to be. So for you, Tonya, what motivates you to do what you're doing?
Well, I'm a people pleaser. And so what motivates me for the crumb cake is it allows me that creative streak that I have. And also, it's kind of fun for me because I always said with the garment bag, and I still believe in the garment bag, it's just a tougher sell. You know, the dry cleaners have to embrace it. I have to get it manufactured. I can't just go up in my attic and start sewing them. There's a supply chain issue with the garment bag. It's not just on me. But with the crumb cake, it is. I literally can be baking at 1 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. It's on my time. And so it's kind of fun to have that control and that power in your life when you didn't feel that with the other. And then the other part that's really kind of exciting, it's kind of crazy because the garment bag, I can prove you spent around $20, $25, even $30 on it. And I literally can prove that 5 years, 10 years, 8 years, doesn't matter. People are still using and reusing the same garment bag. So think of that value. I always say to people, when have you spent $20 on anything and you could pick it out in your regular life years later? And everyone says, I have no idea because $20 has become a disposable amount. And so the funny part for me is, and I'm the same person, is that for the garment bag, it's a little tougher sell. And yet for the crumb cake, they're literally tripping over themselves to give me that $20 that is going to be gone in about two bites or a few bites, but they don't care. And it's mind-boggling, but I'm totally enjoying the ride.
As well you should. On that note, we are going to take a quick break. I want you to think about what Tonya just said. And we're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
Healing Through the Arts, a wonderful creative program by Arte Gallery and sponsored by Visit Bucks County. Down in New Hope, Pennsylvania in February, March, and April, join the team at Arte Gallery and showcase wonderful artists who are healing problems through the arts, whether it's a sickness and illness, miscommunication, barriers on cultural divides or racism and things. Everything is addressed through the creative process. Join us for classes, lectures, and beautiful displays of Healing Through the Arts at Arte Gallery. For more information, log on to artegallery.com. That's A-R-E-T-E gallery.com.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win. Are you experiencing insomnia, brain fog, hot flashes, mood swings, and more? These are many of the symptoms women experience on a daily basis affecting the health of their brain and increasing the risk for dementias like Alzheimer's disease down the road. A healthy lifestyle can make a big difference for the health of the brain, but Brain Love Health took it further and created an innovative nutritional supplement especially for women to support us through this transitional time while also promoting better sleep and long-term brain health. Don't wait any longer to help your brain age well. Why let it deteriorate? The health of your brain is in your hands. To begin protecting it today, visit BrainLoveHealth.com. That's BrainLoveHealth.com. She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win. Are you experiencing insomnia, brain fog, hot flashes, mood swings, and more? These are many of the symptoms women experience on a daily basis affecting the health of their brain and increasing the risk for dementias like Alzheimer's disease down the road. A healthy lifestyle can make a big difference for the health of the brain, but Brain Love Health took it further and created an innovative nutritional supplement especially for women to support us through this transitional time while also promoting better sleep and long-term brain health. Don't wait any longer to help your brain age well. Why let it deteriorate? The health of your brain is in your hands. To begin protecting it today, visit BrainLoveHealth.com. That's BrainLoveHealth.com. And we're back here on Be Our Planet Solution on Word of Mom Radio. I'm really the producer of the show, and we have the host of the show, Tonya Torellis, is actually our guest today because we're talking about how in her life she uses reusables in her business and in life, and maybe there's a special tip that she'd like to share. What do you think, Tonya?
Well, I do struggle. This is a struggle for me because I am in a food service business and everything has to be individually wrapped, and that it should, because don't forget the other part of me is a nurse. So being sanitary is in my DNA. But there is so much waste in the food service business. So I am just constantly trying to figure out how to minimize that. And that is something that I'm really hoping that I can find companies to partner with me, because I am a unique blend of being a greenie who actually knows how to be reusable and what to do in that space. And yet I'm also in the food service business that has so much waste, it's ridiculous. So I'm hoping down the road to get partners to help me help explore greener, more sustainable options for the food service business as I grow in that space. Certain things, what I do is I'm trying to always minimize. So what I'll do is I'm very obsessed with having something to scrape counters and pans and whatnot. I always have my best tip in life is always I take an old credit card, or let's say you went on a trip and you had a hotel that you loved, take the pass key that is, you're just going to throw it out anyway, and I will keep them. So people always laugh, like, do you know you have credit cards by your sink? I'm like, yes, I know, because you could just scrape it and it saves so much of cleaning solutions and paper towels. And then I have one of those electric tea kettles for hot water. So I'll boil hot water and I'll just put a little hot water down, give it a scrape, and I'll use I'm thrilled by using only like one paper towel. So I try very hard in that green space to be sanitary, to make sure that I do everything at the utmost clean and criteria that needs to be met for that. But I also really try to minimize my carbon footprint while I'm going along doing that. And it's a hard dichotomy. It's a hard balance, but it is something that I'm really trying to bring into that. So being green and sustainable is part of me. And I'm really trying to bring that into this food service part of me as well.
With your show, with Be Our Planet Solution, what kind of sustainable problems do you like to explore together with your guests and things as you're bringing them in?
Well, I really love to explore how you can just minimize things and just save even just one less paper towel, one less cup for all your employees, different things like that. You know, it doesn't seem like much but if people don't take things singularly, they look at something as a group, then you're going to solve that problem more. So a good example was one of my coworkers that I had met early on. She was training me 10 years ago when I was a nurse. And it stuck with her. When I told her I was doing something like this, she goes, "Well, I have no doubt." And I'm like, "How?" And she goes, "I remember that you put your name on the coffee cup, the disposable coffee cup that morning. And I said to you, why are you doing that? You know, you could just get another cup." And I said to her, "No, I'm not going to do that. Then I'm going to have to, what am I going to throw away 4 cups of coffee? No. I'm going to use the one cup all day. I'll put my name on it." And so instead of using 4 cups that day, I only used one. Of course, a reusable would be better, but it's a good start. And so I think that, and that stuck with her. 10 years later, it made an impression on her. And so that the next time she was in a similar situation, you know what? She put her name on the cup. Now, just if you maximize that times, I don't know, 10 people, then that's a lot of cups. That's a lot less cups that go into our landfills. And I just want the world to look at that. I think sometimes being green and sustainable, now with all the ESG talk and this and that, it's really just a simple step. It's one thing. And that's what I really am trying to do with Be Our Planet Solution.
I'm like you. I'm constantly reusing, repurposing anything and everything that I can, because it is really important. And I mean, I have grandchildren. I have a world to leave to them. It's very important to me to see. And I love that you are doing this show. And I love that you are showing people simple ways, putting your name on your disposable cup when you get to work, instead of getting another cup all day long. My kids laugh. I have the red Solo cups that my girlfriend gave me because my kids came over. I didn't have enough glass cups for all of them. 6 years later, they're all in the cabinet with their names on them because I just washed them out and they haven't cracked yet.
What?
So why throw them away? My sister-in-law teases me that I'm bringing out the fine china. So as we are wrapping up, what do you want our listeners to take away from this conversation about being an entrepreneur, being that mompreneur that is just shifted with everything going on and being part of our planet solution?
Well, I think what I really would love to have them take away is that you do have to believe in yourself. And it seems very cachet, but to not give up, you know, to find and be open. I think the main thing is to be open to other avenues. You know, I struggled because I really believed in the garment bag and I just struggled going. I felt like it was first child, second child, and that I was like dissing my first child that was a little bit harder to raise for my bubbly, happy, more popular second child. And once I kind of embraced both and allowing them both to be just like children, what they were going to be, it's actually kind of really exciting because the crumb cake is helping me with the garment bag. The money that I've made from the crumb cake has helped me to pay for a very expensive sample of a bridal. It's my bag 2.0 that is going to be amazing. And I'm getting the sample this week from New York City. And without the money from the crumb cake, I actually, because I vowed I'm not taking any money out of my mouth or my family's mouth for my business. And I'm able to stick to that because of the crumb cake. So just follow your path, you know, just believe in yourself. That's what I want to take away. And know that you are your planet's solution, that you do have the power to make a difference and that people are watching. They really are. So try to just know that one little thing that you can do can actually make a huge impact on the planet.
How can everyone reach out to you, Tonya?
So I have a new work number. It's 516-384-3657. But if you see something that says 516-270-6212, they all point to me. I have on Instagram at Aunt, AUNT _Tonys, TONIS, underscore and then Yummy Crummies all together. And you can, right now you can reach me through Instagram on that, and then www.itsmybag.com, itsmybag.com. And, you know, please, I'd love to just hear from you. If you have a question or anything that you're struggling with about being green and sustainable that has nothing to do with crumb cake and nothing to do with garment bags, give me a call.
Well, that's what Be Our Planet Solutions all about.
You bet it is.
It really is. And I'm looking forward to everything you're going to be sharing on the show as you go along with wonderful guests and how they've created products or taken a hobby and turned it into their business. And most importantly, how they're doing this with one reusable at a time, because it's amazing. It was your first show with, you know, Ted and the Antique Estates. It showed this man who's been in business for 30 years how he is part of the solution. He didn't even know it.
That was really powerful.
It really was. I absolutely loved that. That was such an amazing takeaway that he had no idea that he was doing something that was part of the solution. So it's wonderful. And I look forward to your next round of guests. And it's kind of fun to be a guest on your own show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the future. We are going to be at the dry cleaner. I've been to the dry cleaner in Long Island that we've been in our local paper a few times together. So I think come April, I'm going to start doing pop-ups at different dry cleaners and maybe different coffee houses with the crumb cake. So we have a really good future ahead.
Awesome. And you're going to be sharing it here with everybody on Word of Mom Radio. So thank you so much for being a guest today on your own show. And
thank
for all
you.
Of you tuning in, on behalf of Tonya Torellis here at Be Our Planet Solution, this is Dori DiCarlo. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. And as Tonya says, we can be our planet solution one reusable at a time. So bye for now, everyone.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is